Started Early Took My Dog, written by Kate Atkinson and read by Nicholas Bell. April 1975. Leeds, motorway city of the 70s, a proud slogan, no irony intended. Gaslights still flickering on some streets, life in a northern town. The Bay City Rollers at number one, IRA bombs all over the country. Margaret Thatcher is the new leader of the Conservative Party. At the beginning of the month, in Albuquerque, Bill Gates founds what will become Microsoft. At the end of the month, Saigon falls to the North Vietnamese army. The Black and White Minstrel Show is still on television. John Paulson is still in jail. Bye bye, baby, baby goodbye. In the middle of it all, Tracy Waterhouse was only concerned with the hole in one of the toes of her tights. It was growing bigger with every step she took. They were new on this morning as well. They had been told that it was on the 15th floor of the flats in Lovell Park and, of course, the lifts were broken. The two PCs huffed and puffed their way up the stairs. By the time they neared the top, they were resting at every turn of the stair. WPC Tracy Waterhouse, a big, graceless girl only just off probation, and PC Ken Arkwright, a stout white Yorkshireman with a heart of lard, climbing Everest. They would both see the beginning of the Ripper's killing spree, but Arkwright would be retired long before the end of it. Donald Nielsen, the Black Panther from Bradford, hadn't been captured yet, and Harold Shipman had probably already started killing patients unlucky enough to be under his care in Pontefract General Infirmary. West Yorkshire in 1975, awash with serial killers. Tracy Waterhouse was still wet behind the ears, although she wouldn't admit to it. Ken Arkwright had seen more than most, but remained avuncular and sanguine, a good copper for a green girl to be beneath the wing of. There were bad apples in the barrel. The dark cloud of David Oluwole's death still cast a long shadow on the police in the West Riding, but Arkwright wasn't under it. He could be violent when necessary, and sometimes when not. But he didn't discriminate on the grounds of colour when it came to reward and punishment. And women were often slappers and scrubbers, but he'd helped out a few street girls with fags and cash, and he loved his wife and daughters. Despite pleas from her teachers to stay on and make something of herself, Tracy had left school at 15 to do a shorthand and typing course and went straight into Montague Burton's offices as a junior, eager to get on with her adult life. "You're a bright girl," the man in personnel said, offering her a cigarette. "You could go far. You never know, PA to the MD one day." She didn't know what MD meant. Wasn't too sure about PA either. The man's eyes were all over her. 16, never been kissed by a boy, never drunk wine, not even blue nun. Never eaten an avocado or seen an aubergine. Never been on an aeroplane. It was different in those days.